I don't think we have that much time.
All right, go for it. Do what you guys do.
Those things that you put in your hand that you squeeze, you know, to make your muscles bigger.
A young man that you all know is Joe the Policeman from the What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama. I want you to put your hands together and welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause for Jackson Heights' own
Mr. DJ Newstyle.
Yes!
DJ Newstyle.
That boy is good.
Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.
Sit back, relax, and partake in another Jack Session.
Yeah, it's me, Jack Francone, and it's time to get down to business with another episode of Jack Sessions, the world's first and only podcast dedicated to masturbation techniques. Today, we got a great tip for a brand new technique here. It's not exactly a masturbation technique, so don't freak out or nothing, but it's every bit as valuable as the no-stitch switch, the Holland Tunnel, the scab grab, and even the Old Yeller. Yes, it is that important. As a parent, you're going to see your son hit that age where he don't want to be by you no more. And you're probably going to think how fucking lucky you are because you can jerk off without him running in on you like some kind of fucking wacky party pooper. But you know, you're wrong. You're dead fucking wrong. Your son is masturbating just like you, and he's doing it often. You need to let that kid know he's going through changes, and what he's doing don't make him no worse a person than you or me. And you also need to let him know that your possessions are not to be jizzed in. I mean, let's all face it here. Without you even realizing, your son's become a jacker. And we all remember Jack Francone rule number 13. A young jacker is an experimental jacker. Think back to when you were young. I know when I was my son Jimmy's age, I was putting fucking loads in everything from throw pillows to olive loaf. My mother didn't have one pair of pantyhose or stockings or even a bunch of bananas that I didn't ruin from age 11 to 27. So it's a problem, but you know, it's fixable. I want to open the lines to all you faithful listeners out there that might be suffering from, you know, all your fucking kids pumping their cum into your briefcases or whatever. Let's go to the phones here. Pete, you're on Jack Sessions.
Hey, Jack, love the show. My son Mikey's been wiping his loads on the back of the couch. What can I do?
First, your problem right here, first you need to delete all the old episodes of this podcast. See, your son obviously got into the fucking iTunes or whatever you got, my music, and he listened to episode 23. Because he's clearly a master of what I like to call the stucco couch. You know this. Come on, you're a listener. Next caller.
Jack, first time, long time. Listen, I think my kid jacked off into my coffee cup because there's this terrible residue, and he won't really admit it, but he keeps citing our hard water problems.
Wow.
Yeah, he's actually really smart for his age.
How old is he?
17.
Get a new cup. Next caller.
Hey, Dad.
Jimmy, I told you never to call this show.
Well, I wanted to let you know that, you know, you should probably get new earbuds.
I just got these. Oh, you...
Sorry, Dad.
Motherfucker.
I shit in your earbuds. I love
that. That is the fucking what still.
The DJ Newstyle Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
Newstyle Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ Newstyle Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homos didn't touch it.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
No. No, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. No, no.
Gosh, shut up!
Oh, snap. Oh, you've done did it now, bitches. You're listening to the DJ Newstyle Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming on thereisnoradio.com. Let me direct you to djnewstyleshow.com. Because I want to, because I have things on there that you need to see and download. But I can't talk about that because I've got a little band from a little country called Germany, and sometimes they light themselves on fire and always rock. You guessed it. Rammstein.
Wollt ihr das Bett in Flammen sehen?
Ah!
I just get so pumped up. Sometimes I get a little too pumped up from the music. I don't know about you guys. I'm fucking amped. I'm almost as amped as our co-host, who is becoming a regular co-host, I guess you could say. Germ Freak, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Good evening, my friend. Good evening.
Good evening, indeed. It's a bit of an odd day today. It really is.
Yeah, a little strange.
A little strange. A little sad.
Sad. Sad for others more than other people, but you know.
Yeah, it's September 11th, 2007. People are gonna be talking about death, and they're gonna be sad, and that's, you know, it's a fucking tragedy. It really is. I'm not gonna shit talk, you know, what happened, but I'm not gonna say that I was affected in a huge way. I mean, it didn't. Nobody in my family died. I had no real direct connection to the effects, except for just, like, you know, seeing people on TV. No one that I knew in person really lost anybody. So for me, it was more along the lines of, like, the Oklahoma City bombing or something like that.
Right. No, I'm in the same boat. I mean, I didn't lose anybody either, but you kind of empathize with the other people who are suffering, I suppose. But I guess each year it gets... But my question is, you know, at what point... you know, I watched a little bit of the memorial at the World Trade Center. You know, at what point does that stop? Will that be like that for 20 years from now? Or, you know, when does that reading of the name stop?
Exactly. When do we reach a point when the majority of Americans don't care about 9/11? When do you think that we're going to reach that point? You say 20 years, maybe?
I'm just throwing a number out. I really don't know. And I'm not saying it should stop. I'm just saying, you know, do you think it'll stop? Do you think New York City will stop doing that and what have you?
I think they're going to stop doing that eventually. They can't do it every year. They're not going to do it every year. I mean, you look at something like Pearl Harbor. Do they read every single name that died there, you know, since 1941? Do they read all the names in 2007?
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. They don't. I mean, it seems like anytime you give something a remember the, like, phrase to go with it, like remember the Alamo or some shit, like that tragedy is already on the way to being forgotten. And, you know, it just delays it for a little bit, phrase.
I mean, and I'm sure for people who are not on the East Coast, they probably forgot about it more than a couple years ago as opposed to now, you know what I mean? Because they weren't as affected as we were.
Yeah, I mean, like, when was the last time you think someone gave a fuck about the Alamo or was really pissed off at the Indians or the Mexicans or whatever the fuck? Like, see, I don't even really know. I don't know the full deal about the fucking Alamo. And you would think that if someone didn't know about the towers, it'd be crazy. You think everybody's always going to know about that shit. But in the future, like 40 years, people are not going to know the fucking details.
Absolutely. Absolutely not.
Exactly not. Steve the LARP is checking in here. He says that I'm sure George Bush is still mad at the Indians and the Mexicans. Well, maybe he is, maybe he isn't. I don't know. I'm not going to speak on the man's behalf because he can't really do that either. But, like, who gives a shit about the Alamo? I mean, less and less people give a fuck about Pearl Harbor every single year.
Yeah. I don't think I've given the Alamo a thought my entire life until just now.
Exactly. Right now. I mean, do you wake up on December 7th and you're like, wow, what a shitty day? God, I hope ABC has a fucking hour and a half long special showing the fucking Arizona underwater.
I hear you.
I mean, how long? What do you think? How many years until the 9/11 is like Pearl Harbor, or even like the sinking of the USS Maine?
I guess maybe when they rebuild the tower. Well, if they're doing the rebuilding of the towers, I guess perhaps it'll stop at that point when there's a new structure up. I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, I think they read every person's name, and, you know, it's after a while, you're hearing people's names, it's, you know, not too entertaining after a while, but, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's like the loss of the World Trade Center is a real tragedy, and, you know, but other similar tragedies, you know, that I'm also less affected about or troubled by, as more time goes on,
you know, people don't give a shit about the fucking Oklahoma City bombing, but they tend to look down on me if I say something like, you know, I don't really care that it's September 11th today. I don't give a shit today.
It's almost like the people who died on September 11th or any other tragedy or the Katrina. It's almost like they're faceless to me. It's like because I didn't know these people, and it's almost like they're just a vision. You know, to me they weren't flesh and blood. They were just, you know, these names. That's all I know them by, is names and faces. So it doesn't have that same effect as it would for other people who lost somebody.
Yeah, Steve is checking in again. He says anybody who dies anywhere that I don't know is faceless.
Right.
But people are saying we need to bless them though, and all that. I think that if you're gonna do this for 9/11, you may as well do it for fucking the USS Maine, which was sunk by the Mexicans in 18 something. I don't know. 1898, February 15th. Oh, just the day shy or day after Valentine's Day too. What a bitch.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. People are gonna forget eventually. Remembrance ends when the people remembering die. That's basically it.
But
one thing people aren't going to forget, though, was the VMAs. That's going to die. That's going to never die. That'll be permanently etched into the fucking the history books. The VMAs, Britney's opening performance, that will be remembered forever. Just how awful she is, how thick and portly she's become. Just awful. Jerm, did you happen to see this?
I missed it, but I saw a clip of it. And she looked a little lost up there. She did look a little lost.
You didn't watch the VMAs at all?
I didn't watch the VMAs at all, but I watched the fight between the little clip between Tommy Lee and that redneck with the cigar in his mouth. I forget his name all the time.
Kid Rock.
And Kid Rock.
Let's get a little sample of a
Britney, bitch.
Uh-oh. It's Britney, bitch. You know what's on now. Here we go. Look at this piggy bitch. She just wants to dance with you, Jerm. Can't you fucking see that?
I'm not looking that way.
Why not?
I'm not interested. She's been around. She's been around the block a lot of times.
So you're not a regular viewer of the VMAs, so you didn't see her do this live?
Last time I watched the VMAs was 1985, I think.
1985? Wow.
Yeah.
Who was the headliner on there?
I think maybe Arsenio Hall was hosting. No, I don't know. But I think... Yeah, this is when you had Cyndi Lauper on there, and Hulk Hogan was Cyndi Lauper's bodyguard, and Mr. T, and I think David Lee Roth came out for something.
Oh, EJ is checking in. He says that was when Madonna was doing the Like a Virgin thing.
That was 1984 that she was on with the wedding dress. That was 1984.
Oh, what did you think of that?
At the time, I really didn't think anything of it. I thought the song was a complete bore when I listened to it. I didn't even know who Madonna was at that point, so... It really made no difference to me, but if you look closely, you could see that she had some gelatin on her legs in that clip there, but whatever.
So you were never a fan of Madonna?
No, I was a fan. I actually had a poster of her in my room.
Wait, you didn't even know who she was. How did you have a poster?
Well, 1985, I had a poster.
Oh, a year later, you were sold.
Yes. I had a poster of her, and I also had a poster of, I'm kind of embarrassed to say, Cyndi Lauper.
You had a Cyndi Lauper poster?
Yeah, but it was like a magazine type of thing.
So you ripped a magazine page out and pasted it on your wall?
Yeah, like a complete jackass. I had a poster of Madonna. I had a poster of her. I had a poster of...
Did you have any posters of things that would interest a teenager, a teenage guy, rather than turning your fucking your bedroom into a preteen girl's...
I had the Iron Maiden posters, the Def Leppard posters, the AC/DC posters. I had it all, man.
Now, when you're laying in your canopy bed at that age, what wall would you look at to see the Iron Maiden posters?
Well, after I wrote in my diary with a little lock on it, what was the question there?
No, I was just trying to insinuate that you're fruity by having a Cyndi Lauper poster.
Maybe I'm exaggerating with the Cyndi Lauper, but I did have a Madonna poster.
Okay, so you had a Madonna poster. So you were a Madonna fan.
As much as I was a Michael Jackson fan, I just liked the poster pretty much. I mean, I did have the Thriller album, which I'm sure you did back in 1982 or whatever.
Yeah, I did. I was 2 years old. I was sure to be the first one in line.
Right.
But you like Michael Jackson, huh?
Well, Who doesn't have the Thriller album from 1982? I mean, let's be real here.
Really?
I'm sure everybody's gonna chime in and say that they don't. But
you like Michael Jackson? Do you let's put this one on? Look at your Madonna poster.
No.
You PYT. Did you look in the mirror and call yourself PYT?
I did not.
Well, that's interesting. See, Michael Jackson had a three-letter acronym, and we were just talking before the show, and you were sharing with us one of your favorite things to do, which is to coin phrases.
If I could talk over the music here, I've coined some acronyms, if you will.
Similar to PYT.
Similar to that, similar to BFD, big fucking deal.
Okay.
When I get into an argument with my wife sometimes, I'm too lazy to yell, so I'll just make these acronyms up.
Okay, so give me an example of a phrase that you've shortened.
Well, I've shortened too fucking bad to TFB.
So you would say this to your wife, TFB.
Yeah, I'd say, for example, if she says,
Frank, you didn't take out the garbage!
TFB.
And now, what's her response to this? I mean, is this supposed to be a zinger?
Oh, what it does is it sticks it to her, because I'm not even saying too fucking bad. I'm not even giving her the time. I'm just saying TFB. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying TFB. That's how much I think of what she's saying to me. I say TFB. I don't have the time to say the whole fucking three words.
Yeah.
I've also coined the phrase, or the acronym, DWI.
Driving while intoxicated.
That's incorrect.
No, that's actually the agreed upon DWI.
I understand that, but I coined a different acronym of it, and what I say is DWI stands for deal with it. So
you have fat girl slogans that you've shortened into already used acronyms.
Well, you know, I just these are things that save me time in the day and my voice and whatnot, and we go on from there.
Okay. So you've never actually used PYT?
I don't think I've ever used that in my life, no.
Do you not want to hear Michael Jackson right now? I mean, is this bothering you?
I prefer not to.
TFB.
Really. Oh, snap!
You know, I mean, if you can't handle this, I'm just going to say DWI.
Okay. I hear you. Why you have Michael Jackson at your fingertips is beyond me, but whatever.
I think you gotta have this song.
Yeah.
You gotta have this song.
Right. Alright. Well, I don't have it, so I guess we don't have to have it.
You don't have anything beyond 1984. And I don't know when this song was put out. It was probably around then.
Well, Thriller was 1982, and I don't have anything beyond 1982.
82? That's the last time you've purchased music. It was 1982.
No. Last time I purchased the first and only Michael Jackson thing. I'd say the last time I purchased some music was probably maybe 1991 or something like that.
Okay, what did you buy?
I think I bought the one of the Van Halen, I think, with the Sammy Hagar, OU812. One of those ones that didn't do too well.
Oh. But, there were a few of those, weren't there?
Well, you know what? Diamond David Lee is back. He's going to be touring, and it's going to be the best thing ever, man.
So are you going to get tickets for that?
I'm going to try and get tickets. They'll be at the... I think they're going to be at the PNC.
Really?
No. I'm sorry. East Rutherford. Meadowlands.
So, I don't know, man. Are you going to buy the tickets on StubHub again so that you end up with...
Well, please don't divulge how much I spent for the other tickets, okay?
You spent $1,000 on Bon Jovi tickets.
I ask you not to comment on that.
With the hopes of reselling them.
Yes, and I was not successful, and I ended up eating...
Listen to this! Have you ever envisioned hearing this live?
I've waited 22 years to hear it live.
Now, you didn't... Did you like Gary Cherone or Sammy Hagar, or you purely Diamond Dave?
Sammy Hagar was good, too. It was a different sound. I never heard the Cherone ones, though.
Really? I don't think anybody did. Cherone didn't even listen to it. Gary Cherone recorded the album and left without even getting a copy. They kicked him right out.
Most likely, right?
Most likely. That's actually the case.
I'm being made fun of for spending $1,000 for those tickets in the room right now. It's kind of embarrassing.
Steve the LARPer's checking in. And if you want to send feedback, you can send it to DJ New Style Radio on AOL Instant Messenger or DJ New Style on Pal Talk.
If I could just digress here, the reason I purchased the tickets was hoping to sell them and make a profit.
Yeah, that's really good to pay $1,000 for music tickets.
Right, and I was not successful, and I had to end up selling them for less than half of what I purchased them for.
Yeah. Steve was checking in saying, $1,000 for Bon Jovi? What the fuck? Nobody from New Jersey would even pay that much. Well, actually, Steve, our very own Frank here, Drum Freak, is from New Jersey, and he certainly did. You know what? You could probably get an airline ticket to Panama for less than half of that.
I don't blame it. I don't deny it.
But no, you went to East Rutherford to hear Bon Jovi times the cost of flying to Florida.
Right. Giant Stadium, yeah. Right, yeah. East Rutherford.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. I think that's a little bit wacky. So, did you already get your tickets? I mean, are they already on sale?
Oh, well, this is last summer this happened. So,
I'm talking about Van Halen.
I'm
done with your Bon Jovi blunder.
Okay. You want to call it a blunder? You can call it a blunder.
Well,
whatever.
Was it a successful venture or was it a folly?
I call it a valuable lesson. but I have not put
the value -$1,000.
That's okay. I have not purchased the Van Halen tickets as they have not gone on sale yet for the East Rutherford show.
Okay, so how high are you gonna try to be? Are you gonna try to be in the front row, or are you gonna go for the mezzanine just for the experience?
I probably don't want to spend more than $150 per ticket.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I don't think it'll be anywhere near that because they're gouging you.
Right.
It's gonna be a lot more, I think.
Well, we'll see. If it's too much, then we deal.
Then TFB.
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 Right.
Yes. Just tell that right to his, right to Eddie Van Halen's fucking unable to talk face. TFB. You're not getting my $150.
And you know what the worst part of it is? I don't know if you're familiar with Van Halen, but the bass player, his name is Michael Anthony.
He's gone.
He's gone. So here it is, 22 fucking years, they waited for these people to get back together, and he's not even part of it anymore.
Well, we used to have a guy that would co-host every now and then named Whack Flash, whose brother happens to be a homosexual. He talked about this on the show. And he said that they were both Van Halen fans, but his brother really liked Michael Anthony. Except he liked him in more than a fan way. He had the hots, the gay hots for Michael Anthony, and I think he's probably heartbroken now that what's the kid's name that's taken over?
Wolfgang
Van Halen.
Right. Talk about hitting the family lottery, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Have you ever had the aspirations of playing a musical instrument for a band?
Well, I'm an amateur drummer.
Bongos?
Drums, percussion.
Percussion. Like, drums. Very good. Very good.
What about you? You play anything musical?
No. I play no instruments.
Okay. No, you play guitar, don't you?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot. Play guitar. I've been known to do that from time to time. And
And
I also play with myself.
Well,
I'm a lot better at that.
Well, skin flute is the number one instrument.
No, I don't play skin flute with myself because I'm not that nimble.
Okay.
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 It's more like a slide whistle. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know. A trombone.
Yeah.
Which instrument would be the perfect combination? Irish Alki, who is a man, by the way, is checking in saying New Style is sexy and has perfect hair. All right. That's good to know. A little creepy coming from Alki, but you know what? It can't be because Alki is such a good guy. He's actually hung out with Alki a couple times.
Right.
He's being on topic, being on point. He co-hosted it once, so I'd like to have him on again. What do you think about that, Jim?
Actually was formally introduced, but I have heard of him.
Yeah, I don't think you will.
He's a very popular individual.
He is. Sometimes people go to the Ron and Fez events to see him.
That's true.
That's true.
That absolutely. I hear that on the radio a lot.
Yep.
I hear that clip a lot.
Yeah. I hear it a lot, too. So, Jerm, We had a pretty big weekend, both of us, I guess you could say. A lot of events going on, a lot of doings.
What were you up to?
Well, I went to the zoo.
Oh.
Yeah, I went to the zoo.
Did you lose a bet?
No, I guess you could say maybe I did. I don't know. Maybe I'm not aware of the bet that I was in, but the outcome, I know I'm paying off a debt somehow. I went to the zoo in Philly.
Okay.
Which, you know, could pretty much be any part of Philly. Not to be racist or anything like that, because we don't really pull that kind of stuff on this show.
I don't know what you're talking about there.
We're not racist, Jeremy. You know that?
Absolutely not. Good. Absolutely.
Do I need to remind people?
Love one another all the while.
And cut it, because I don't care if I was in the zoo or at getting a cheesesteak. It's all the same. So I was at the zoo. They had a new tiger exhibit or whatever. But we went there for a couple hours, and we went there with the idea of going to eat like a sandwich at a table somewhere, have lunch there or whatever, and just eat outside at the zoo.
And pay $15 for a hamburger or something like that.
No, we brought our food in.
Oh, okay. Oh,
so we
nice.
Bought a sub from Sarcone's.
Okay.
Sarcone's, yo, hey, huh? And we brought it in there and ate it, and I ate it on a picnic table, which was about 30 feet from the monkey house.
Oh, so you had that with the smell of animal dung in the background, right?
Yeah, it was delicious. Cool. It was. I loved it, and all the birds, the little scavenger fucking cunt birds. Just begging for little bird, little bread pieces.
But don't you feel like God at that point, though? You know, you can throw them a piece of fucking fat, and they'll go over like a goddamn fucking animal that they are.
Well, I never knew you were so hateful of animals. But yeah, you do feel like some kind of super being.
Absolutely.
That you hold all this valuable right. currency to a bird, because food right. is currency in the animal kingdom.
Absolutely.
Food and other animal vagina are the two forms of animal currency. And when you have, since I don't have any animal vagina at my disposal, I had a lot of food.
Okay.
Yeah, Alki is pointing something out really interesting. He goes, Jesus, who gets that angry over birds? I guess that's about your little comment.
You know, I, the seagulls especially disturb me. They're very, they come close to you and they have no fear almost. And you know, they get that little hook on the end of their beak. One time I threw out some dipping sauces in the parking lot, and they eat the dipping sauces. And one of them was a barbecue sauce, and one of them went a little haywire after that, man.
Wow. You watched them eat your dipping sauce, and they just ate it.
I had some chicken nuggets, and I had some dipping sauces. I had the sweet and sour, the ranch, and I had the barbecue. I like to get the variety pack when I ask for them, and I was done with the dipping sauces. I threw them in the parking lot, and they enjoyed the ranch and the sweet and sour. But when they got to the barbecue, the bird looked like he spun around in a circle a little bit.
Oh,
a little spot for him.
Hold on, hold that thought. We've got a feedback coming in from a good friend here, Jimmy Rhodes. Jimmy, what do you think of the chat room?
I'd like to see that chat room is finally banging.
It is finally banging indeed. Jimmy is saying here, hey, ass nugget, and he put a smiley face on it. That's pretty nice. Nice and friendly. Yeah. Oh, we have another feedback here from, it says, hi, DJ New Style, Jimmy Rhodes is gay. It's from Jimmy's wife. That's good. Jimmy's wife checking in, just to, you know, let it be known. So, Jim, the birds will eat anything.
They're animals. They're obviously, but they will eat. You know, you could throw out a piece of cum covered cookies and they'll eat it.
Wow, that's interesting that you've done that experiment. I
went
to the
experiment, but think about it. You know, you could throw out your snot and they'll go out there and they'll eat it. You know.
Well, after the soccer game I went to with David Beckham, you know, the Red Bulls were playing the Galaxy or whatever. I went to that. After that, I had to piss something awful. So I filled up an entire cup, and I put it out in the parking lot. Do you think a bird would have consumed that?
The bird probably would have tasted a little bit. I did not get an A in biology, actually. I got a C. But the bird will consume it. Put a little bit on the beak, but I don't think the bird would actually consume it.
Okay, so they wouldn't do it. Would you drink it?
Now, come on. Why would I drink urine? Somebody's urine.
It's you know, sterile. Tasty.
Well,
I mean, it's, at that point of the night, it was mostly beer anyway.
You know what I actually saw on the road today on Eastern Avenue in Somerset? I saw a bottle of Poland Spring, one of those little individual bottles, with the yellow fluid in it. And I know it had to be somebody's urine, and they threw it out the fucking window.
Now, was it just a regular, like a 20-ounce, 16-ounce bottle?
Yeah, the one that the little squeeze
with the thin mouth.
Yeah, the ones you squeeze in your mouth, you squeeze it in, look like, you know.
Okay, so they unscrewed the cap and they pressed their fucking helmet right next to that tiny opening?
And they must have thrown it out because it was fucking yellow and it was fucking disgusting, right on the side of the road.
That's just
and
lemonade. Fucking... That's it's a new product, lemonade.
Right.
You should have consumed it.
I was talking to a truck driver friend of mine, and he says that he often does that, so it may have been that situation, you know?
I saw something pretty weird, kind of on the same level. I was driving by this one place that I, on a road I won't mention, and I saw a black nun, kind of very similar to what
Ooh.
You see. Very,
Ooh.
Very unusual. You don't usually see a black nun, but I saw eight of them out there. Eight black nuns. I wanted to take a picture.
Okay.
Have you ever seen a black nun?
I've never seen a black nun. I've never seen a black nun or a black priest.
You've never seen a black priest?
No.
Well, you don't stay in church very long. As soon as anybody's got to touch your hand or accidentally bump into you, then you're out.
I leave right before the part where they tell you to bid peace upon each other.
Well, anyway, Jerm, we've been playing off your classic rock tastes. I guess the music from your era or whatever. So we've been letting you pick some of the music that we play during the breaks whenever we have to take a piss or get a drink or something like that. Because all I would do pretty much is put on a couple songs and blah, blah, blah. So I figured why not let Jerm do the music? And for added effect, we let you do some of the intros. Why don't we take a quick break here and we'll hear, I guess, some of your selections.
Go for it.
Oh, and before that... We got a bit from Dan Wright that we're gonna play called Frank's World from Cincinnati, and it's really fucking funny. And if it's funny to just me and a couple other people, that's what we're going for. It's the DJ New Style Show, and there is no radio.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
Previously on Frank's World from Cincinnati.
That sounds very sincere. Not.
Wow, so let me get this straight. Let me just try to digest this, Frank. You fucking love Van Halen and Def Leppard and not jokes. That's awesome.
I don't get it.
Exactly. Oh,
stalker. Frank's World from Cincinnati. See Frank Garth Kaskai.
The DJ New Style Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, have you seen the well-to-do up and down Park Avenue? It's 1982 one-hit wonder by Taka with Putting on the Ritz.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits. Putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their mitts. Putting on the Ritz. Have you seen the well-to-do up and down Park Avenue on that famous thoroughfare with their noses in the air? High hats and arrow collars, white spats and lots of dollars, spending every day. don't you go where fashion sits, putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits, putting on the Ritz. Dress up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their mitts, putting on their Ritz.
Style show.
This song reached number one. Fuck it, start over again, dude. I'm apologizing. I'm a professional. This one-hit wonder reached number one on the UK singles chart and number five in the US Billboard Hot 100 in 1983. Hey, girl, move a little closer. It's Kaja Gugu with Too Shy.
Okay. shut up.
Yeah.
Welcome to the DJ New Style Show, bitches.
Oh, welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive programming Tuesday nights on thereisnoradio.com. We've got Germ Freak with us. Germ Freak, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, folks?
Did I gotta say, people are loving your selections.
I don't know if they're loving it. They're tolerating it.
They are tolerating it, absolutely. I like, and Steve's laughing at the reason why I say exclusive. I say exclusive because I don't broadcast live on any other radio station, internet radio station, whatever. Doesn't matter, Frank. It doesn't matter. I said before we had pretty big weekends. Mine didn't just consist of the zoo, and I know yours didn't consist of nothing. So what did you have going on this weekend?
Well, my daughter turned 8, so we had her birthday party, and ended up that it was a sleepover with 10 8-year-old girls.
Now, is this the daughter that we harassed you about with the Disney song from Beauty and the Beast?
Yes, and please discontinue that. Thank you.
Okay, we won't do that. We won't do that.
Okay. yeah, it's her. And we had a little party, 8-year-old sleeping over, and didn't get much sleep.
So how many kids did you have over at the...
I'm not even gonna acknowledge what Big Dummy said. That's something that he would do because he's a sick fuck.
Is Big Dummy insinuating that that you may have touched them?
You know what? That's
Big Dummy. You're way off base. He doesn't touch kids,
dude.
They have germs on them.
Don't even fuck like that, Dummy, because I'll fuck you up so bad.
Wow, really talking shit to Big Dummy here.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Big Dummy wants to call in and handle these threats. If you want to call the show, it's 316.
He's too afraid.
316-768-4472. It's open to anybody, not just Big Dummy. Anybody who wants to call in, please feel free to call in. 316-768-4472. So how many kids did you have over there?
We had about 10 kids over.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Cake?
It wasn't,
games?
Well, my wife had karaoke, and I did a little karaoke myself. I did a little New York, New York.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Is there any chance, did you record any of that?
It's possible. It's possible. I have to look into it.
So, wait, that means it definitely was recorded.
I record a little excerpt of my singing, but that's neither here nor there. It's not really relevant to the topic.
Would you let me play it? I don't think you can get it to me for this show, but maybe next show?
Should be okay. I could deal with that.
Did you just say excerpts?
I don't know what the fuck I said.
Nickelbag's diming you out. He's a prick like that, but he's good. He said that you said excerpts instead of excerpts.
I apologize, Nickelbag. That's the least thing I want to do is bother you with my English. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, you're out to please everybody.
Yeah, I'm doing my best. You know, I'm not an English teacher.
So you did karaoke. Did you do this in front of the kids?
No, I did not. That's the first time I did karaoke in my entire life. And I did not do it in front of the kids. It was before the kids came.
Oh, so when you're setting it up, you figured you'd belt out a number.
Yeah, you know, I did a little thing. I did a little Bad Medicine by Bon Jovi. You know, we did the whole
did you pay $1,000 to hear it, too?
Pardon?
Did you pay $1,000 to...
I don't want to get into that discussion again.
To be a part of that? Wow, look at this. Get
phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
Hi.
Who is this?
Dummy. Who the fuck you think it is?
I don't know. Is this Big Dummy?
Is there...
Big Dummy.
Yo,
okay.
Frank, was there at least fucking... any hair down there, like, when you're down there, like, just following, like, playing with them little pinky curtains that are fresh off the fucking market?
I'm not even going to acknowledge what you're talking about because you're a sick fuck. And I'll fuck you up.
Hold on, guys. Back up.
Go down there and serve roasties.
Back up. Dummy, I'd rather focus on Frank's balls that he all of a sudden grew by threatening to kick your ass any day of the week.
Oh, man, come on, man. That's
skinny
walk talk. You know how they
need my... Listen, you Polak, I'm going to come down where you're at, and I'll slam your fucking head into your panel's basement wall, you prick.
I love it when you talk dirty to me.
No, but me, dummy propositioned me by, he said that he'll tie one arm behind his back and, I think, like, tie himself to a pole or leg to a pole. And,
so you guys had this arrangement before that you would fight?
Yeah, I'm thinking about fighting with him, but he's gonna, you know, obviously give me some kind of chance by putting his arm around his you know, tying his arm back
there. He is a gigantic guy, and he's been through a lot of shit. He's called in. He's talked about his stay in prison, his many stays in prison, his fights on the street, his incidents where he broke people's fucking limbs and faces and stuff. And he's a tough dude. And for you to get all tough when you're afraid of a toilet seat. It's just fucking hilarious to me.
Well, listen, Big Dummy is—he's non-human. He's a machine. He's a cyborg. He's made of fucking steel, man. He's the toughest motherfucker I ever met.
I know this weed pretty good.
Yeah, and he'll you know, I don't think he'd really. He told me that he would never hurt me, so it's all good.
What if he struck you in the face?
I'd kick his back. You saw fast.
Wow.
You right
could you hold off on the fucking the totes?
Wow.
I know you like smoking the drugs there, dummy.
Yeah, I'm back.
So you'd kick his fucking ass?
Oh, probably, yeah. I don't see why I wouldn't. Nah. Walking in, your bitch getting fucked, or you just stand there and look, or you do something about it.
Yeah.
Me, I jump in and start fucking too.
Germ, would you risk jail time to defend your family's honor?
Of course.
You would?
Of course.
Really? Okay. All right. I don't think you would do too well. I mean, dummy.
I don't think you got the heart.
What's that?
I don't think he's got the heart.
He doesn't have the heart. I don't think he has the tolerance either.
Dummy. Dummy. Listen to me, dummy. Listen to me, you fucking Polak. Okay, I'm going to drive over to your fucking Pennsylvania shithole, into your wet basement, and slam your head into your fucking sump pump.
What the fuck? Okay, you guys are just bullshitting me.
Alright. Listen, no homo at all. But I love Big Dummy. He's a fucking adorable motherfucker. No homo.
Yeah, okay, you can't prevent that now.
That sounded pretty gay, though.
I know it does. Yeah. I know it does. But let's not continue.
All right, thank you very much, Big Dummy. Thank you. So would you really kick his ass now that he's off the phone? He can't hear you now. What would you really do to him?
Listen, Big Dummy would kill me with his fucking left pinky toe, so let's just... He'd kill anybody in this fucking room. He's a fucking animal. He should be in UFC, for Christ's sake.
Okay, now back to your party that I guess you got sidetracked from talking about. You were doing some karaoke before the kids arrived. About 10 kids came over.
Right.
And what did you do? What did the kids do? I mean, kids need activities.
My wife set up this thing where they you know, put makeup on them, paint their fingernails, and gave them some type of a mock spa treatment, if you will. I did not partake in that. I was, of course, encased in my basement.
You didn't get the mock spa treatment?
No. I was sealed off in my basement. I maybe popped up for a slice of pizza every once in a while, maybe yeah. Some pigs in a blanket.
Yeah, they're not that annoying, huh, to keep you away from the food.
Oh, no, not at all. But, yeah, I mean, so then I slept over all night, and I was up most of the night, and, you know... It wasn't as bad as I had expected, but then in the morning, I'm waking up to screaming at 5 o'clock in the morning, and it wasn't that interesting.
Well, wait, who was screaming? Was it who? What? Why were they screaming?
Because one girl didn't realize she was sleeping over my house, and she got scared calling for her mother, so she was screaming.
So your daughter has stupid friends.
Well, I'm not saying that. It was dark. She got up, called her mother, and her mother didn't answer, and you know, she got scared, and, you know, whatever.
At 8 years old, you should know that you went to sleep in a different house and that your mother's not going to be there.
Right. No, absolutely. And one girl actually sleepwalked So my wife had to chase her while she was sleeping. Well, honest to God, she sleepwalked. So my wife had to follow her as she sleepwalked, and she just went around the house a little bit, and then my wife brought her down.
Really?
Right.
So that she was sleepwalking, and your wife chased her around, like, which is contrary to everything they say that you should do with a sleepwalker.
Well, what is protocol for a sleepwalker? I'm not sure.
You just let them go until they start playing with the sockets, and then you grab some popcorn in the chair and watch.
Okay, that's what you do for your kids, but if I'm responsible for somebody else's kids, I wouldn't do something like that.
You can't stop them. I mean, that's not...
No, she didn't stop. She just let the kid do what she was, walk. The kid walked up the stairs and walked down the stairs and pretty much...
So what
back.
If the kid walked all the way up the stairs, went into your bathroom?
That's impossible.
Why? Why is that impossible?
Locked. My bathroom is locked.
Your bathroom is locked?
Yes.
At all times?
When I have company, I lock it because I know that it could accidentally be utilized, so I lock it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like a fortress.
Yeah.
Dummy says you're lying. You really don't have this this like panic room for a bathroom. I don't know.
Yeah.
Exactly. You can't keep your bathroom locked. What if you have to go right now?
Listen, I keep it locked when I know I have company over. If I know the company may accidentally utilize my bathroom.
And then you do the masking tape trick and all that, right?
I only do that if we have like workers over the house. I seal the toilet seat to the bowl with masking tape or something.
just to make sure it hasn't been cracked open.
Right.
Like a bottle of wine.
Right.
Just to make sure it's never been unopened.
What I used to do is I used to just used to put like a little piece of toilet paper in the bowl, and I used to put like a little red marker on it and put it in the bowl.
What?
And then let me finish. Because then if I know if it's not there when I get back, then I know the toilet was flushed and that it was used.
So you put a Japanese flag in the toilet?
And I put right.
Just so it floated around?
Right. And then I know that if it's not there anymore, I know that somebody used the bathroom. See?
Like, and what's the big deal about somebody's ass skin being on the seat? Like, seriously, what is the big deal? Like, I mean, I can see at a public toilet because somebody might piss on it. But you can tell. I mean, it's not countless people going into this bathroom. I mean, somebody's ass sitting on a seat.
Right, right. It's somebody's ass. But, somebody might wipe his or her ass, and then, some of the excrement might get on the cheek, and then he might sit back down, and there might be excrement on the toilet bowl seat.
Who's doing these fucking squat thrusts in the bathroom? That's what I want to know, that this would even be possible.
Listen, I don't want to take risks, okay? I like I told you last week, I installed all new toilets when I moved into my house.
Yeah. We went all over. I mean, you are kind of nuts with that stuff.
Right, right.
Like, do you ever have the, do you ever get nervous when people are coming over? I mean, like,
I hate when people come over. I let my wife do all the talking.
You just sit there silent.
I just go in the basement.
To an extent, I admire that.
Thank
to
you.
An extent. I mean, there are circles of people that that someone, will bring into your living situation. Whether it's, when you live with your parents and your parents have, like, that section of the family that, you don't have anything in common with. Or it's all adults and you're just a kid. You want to just be in your room and not listen to adult talk.
I don't want my house to be interrupted, okay?
Your life. You don't want to have anybody distract you.
I just want it to be nice and comfortable. I do my thing. I don't want a stranger coming into my house, and I don't want to,
You're a hermit.
I'm not a hermit. I'm a homebody, I would say. I like to stay home a lot.
Yeah, but people can stay home and entertain and be completely cool with that. Hermits are a little bit more protective of their domain.
Right. I don't like if somebody comes over, I don't want them invading my space. I don't want a stranger invading my space. So, I have a very select few people who can come over the house.
Is that
especially
like
workers?
So is that the only time you're ever nervous when people are about to come in your house?
Well, I don't like, I get nervous when the doorbell rings because you can open that door and you open that door and it could be the fucking Grim Reaper or something. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Whenever the doorbell rings, I never open it. I know the door.
Yeah, I know all about that, believe me. Yep. The doorbell gets you.
Yeah, I never answer the doorbell. If I'm the only person home in the house and the doorbell rings, that the person's I never answer the door. I never ever. If somebody's home, the other somebody else will answer the door. I never answer the door ever. Never.
So you don't ever answer the door ever.
I never answer the door.
You know, there's somebody at my door. Who's there? Answer the door. Answer the door! There's somebody at the door!
Is that typical of you to just yell?
That's what I do.
And have people do things for you? Why? Because you just lock yourself in the basement?
Yeah, I lock myself in my office in my basement, and I just stick my head out and let somebody else do the dirty work.
So you're down there under the guise of working, doing whatever it is you do. Does anybody ever wonder what you're actually doing? Because they can't think you're working 24 hours a day.
No, my wife tells me she thinks I'm just not doing anything. But what I like, if she calls me, I'll pretend I'm on the phone or something like that. So in case she asks me to do something, I'll just say I'm on the phone. Yeah. And I put the phone to my ear.
Oh, my God. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well, what's that to know here?
It just seems a little crazy that you're...
What's crazy?
You're living your life away from your family, effectively.
No, I spend a lot of time. I spend, I work from home, you got to remember, I'm always
here. Even when you're home, you're in the basement with the door shut.
Yeah, but I come out for some fresh air every once in a while.
Yeah.
And I play with the kids, you know, usually from, 5 to 7 and stuff like that. So, you know, I do my thing. I mean, I'm not sure what you're expecting here. I mean...
I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm just, yeah. I don't know what to tell you, Jerm. I'm just a little bit, I'm a little bit, what?
Are you lost for words?
I am a little bit lost for words. It seems that your lifestyle is just a bit strange.
Let's see what happens when you settle down, new style.
That's a big if there, Jerm. So anyway, you had your party. Everything went smoothly. Just a little sleepwalking. And screaming at 5 a.m. And that, you know, the norm.
Right.
For you. Craziness is the norm. I didn't really do a whole lot. I sold it with me doing tons of stuff. But in reality, I went to the zoo. I saw a couple of tigers, ate some sandwiches, and I felt like a god standing over the birds.
Was there any particular animals you were looking forward to seeing, or what?
I liked the monkey house and the big jungle cats. Those are interesting because they can kill stuff.
Right, but there's 50 feet away from you. They're behind bars, right?
The tigers are now just behind glass. They can come right up to you.
Right.
Have you ever been scared of an animal?
I went to. This is a God's honest truth story. I swear it's the God's honest truth because I don't lie. I went to a place called Space Farms up in Sussex, New Jersey.
I think I've heard of it. Yes.
Okay, it's actually Beamersville, New Jersey. I don't know what the fuck. It's up there in the fucking God's country.
So Space Farms.
Yeah, I remember seeing the advertisement as a kid. Space Farms in Sussex, New Jersey.
Yeah.
And this is the God's honest truth. I swear on my father's grave. A tiger urinated on my face.
Hold on.
I swear.
How old were you?
It was maybe 10 years ago. But it smelled. Let me tell you what. It didn't smell bad. It smelled like buttered popcorn. I swear to God.
A tiger pissed on your face?
Yeah, he pissed on my face. But it smelled like buttered popcorn.
Hold on. It didn't just, for no reason, just turn around and piss
on me. I don't know how it did it. All I know is I felt something. My wife said, look, this thing's peeing on me, on my face, and it just smelled like buttered popcorn. It was not that disgusting. I kind of enjoyed it.
So these tigers sprayed you.
Right, right.
Were you taunting the animal?
No, I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything.
Those tigers are smart, man. They know who to pick out. They know who to pick. The guy that's afraid of piss and germs, let's piss on him. Right, the big dirty guy in the fucking flannel and the overalls and the motor oil stains permanently in his hands. We're not going to hit him. We're going to hit the guy who's afraid of other people's germs.
Remember what I said, New Style? Animal germs don't bother me.
So what, did you lap it up?
No, I wet my face and I moved on.
So you weren't upset by that?
Not at all. If it was a human, I'd fucking scrub my face with a goddamn wire brush.
So if a human pissed on your face, you would take a Brillo pad to it. But the tigers, with their buttered popcorn Lowe's Cineplex piss,
right?
That's perfect.
It didn't bother me.
My boss, I worked at a computer lab in college, and my boss used to tell a story about Space Farms. And she remembers somebody taunting a tiger, and taunting it. And she said the tiger had a smirk on its face, if a tiger can even do that, turned around, lift up its tail, and pissed right on the guy's face. So I'm wondering if that was you, taunting this animal.
Is that a true story?
That is an absolute true story. So when you said Space Farms, I'm wondering if he's the guy that got pissed on by the tiger that I've heard
about. Well, I was making faces at the animal, I will say that.
Yeah.
But, no, it's all good. I mean, like I said...
I'm sure you were making faces. You're probably just twitching or something.
I don't know, but I enjoy petting zoos. Was there any petting of the animals there or no?
I'm sure they probably had it. I didn't go to every part, okay, though. I don't like a petting zoo.
Okay.
Isn't it an indication that they have the wash station right up front?
Like they have they have a little thing where it tells you to wash your hands after touching the animals.
Yeah. They have more shit there than they do in a public bathroom. Because it's dirtier than the shit you can get from humans.
That's your opinion, but whatever. I don't, you know.
Why
whatever.
Is it my opinion? You can get like foot in mouth or some shit. I don't know.
I ain't putting my foot in my mouth. What are you talking about?
Never mind.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I don't. Listen to me.
Nickelback is saying that he says he doesn't want to pet any of the animals because goat almost bit him.
Okay, let me say this. Okay. I love goats. I enjoy goats. No, I'm not kidding. I'm serious. I think they're the most adorable, docile animals there are, and I love goats. They're so cute. They have a little mustache like Colonel Sanders. I like the way that their tongue feels in the palm of my hands, like a nice roughness. And I enjoy goats. I love goats. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not gonna lie. I like goats.
Okay.
Whatever.
Oh, look at this. Hold on a second. Holy shit, what is going on? Whoa! I had no idea that was going to happen.
Phone is ringing. Oh my god.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this? You there? Anybody there? Looks like we cannot hear you. Please try and call back again. So you love goats.
I they're one of my favorite animals. Yeah.
What about a llama? Steve the LARPer is proclaiming his love for llamas.
Well, I think that's Pony who said that. But
Pony said that. I saw his name type two dudes. He typed dude, and I thought he was so excited that he typed I love llamas, but it was just Pony.
Right. Yeah. I've never really gave llamas a second thought.
Yeah, well, why don't we take a quick break here, Jim?
Sure.
Well, we'll go right into one of your other selections here.
Okay.
You've picked a couple of songs again, and what happens is you lead into them and play them, just like a regular DJ would do on a radio station.
I did it on one take, I think.
One take. Why don't we call it Germ Freak Radio? What do you think of that? Germ Freak Radio.
Perfect.
Yeah, let's make the promo. All right, it's the DJ New Style Show on thereisnoradio.com.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
I love that clip, dude.
That's why we might as well take our time.
One of the most popular numbers of the 1980s, one-hit wonder Tommy Two Tone with 8675309, Jenny. Get it.
Do you think that's a real phone number?
At one time it was, of course.
Did you ever try to call it?
I don't think I ever did, but I'm sure Probably now, it's probably not, but...
Well, the song's on.
Well, let me hear it.
Jenny, Jenny, who can I turn to? You give me something I can hold on to. I know you think I'm like the other people.
Style show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to rock down to Electric Avenue. Eddie Grant, 1982, One Hit Wonder. Go! That's kind of stupid.
Try it again.
All right, wait, give me a second. I got to prepare.
We don't have a goddamn night here.
Oh, go fuck off. You ready? You cunt?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Eddie Grant, One Hit Wonder. 1982, Electric Avenue! Fuck, that was gay. I don't like that. Whatever. No. Alright. Just give me a second here. One Hit Wonder, Eddie... Oh, motherfucker! Let me do it over. Ah, man, I'm getting a little off. Getting off. Okay. Alright, give me a couple minutes. Alright, whatever. That's good enough, right?
One more time.
It's 1982, One Hit Wonder, Eddie Grant. We're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue.
Avenue, and then they take it higher. Working so hard.
Electric Avenue.
DJ New Style Show.
Yeah, this Edward Williams.
What?
Big Eddie Ed. Y'all can't even touch me, man.
What?
Reppin' New Jersey. Reppin' North New Jersey, man. Martin Luther King Boulevard.
Y'all ain't even on my level.
Big Eddie Ed. Edward Williams.
Big Eddie Ed.
Y'all ain't even on my level.
Yeah. Yo, what's up? It's your boy Sony from 10th and Diamond. You listen to the DJ New Style Show. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're definitely listening to the DJ New Style Show on thereisnoradio.com. Tune in every Tuesday night, 9 to 11, East Coast time. You see, I have to mention that because it's on the internet. That's right. Plowing through the wires, bitches. We've got Germ Freak back from break. I gotta say, this was the best music break you've pulled off yet. I thought that was a really startling performance going into Electric Avenue.
Yes, it was very professional. I did it on one take.
You did definitely do it in one take.
Yeah.
That is considered one take when it's one string of fuck-ups after the other.
Right, it was continuous. There were no pauses, so it's one take.
Yeah. I liked it. Are you going to continue to do this Germ Freak Radio?
Well, if you will allow me to, I would like to, you know.
You really would,
it's
would
refreshing
you?
Refreshing to hear some good music now.
Yeah, well, oh, looks like, hold on a minute. Hold on.
What's up?
Phone is ringing.
Oh, my God. That was absolutely spontaneous, that sound clip. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
What's up, Kenny?
Is this who I think it is?
This is.
Who is this?
This is the man, the one, the only, Jimmy Root.
Little pumpkins on my lap.
Jimmy Rhodes back on the DJ New Style Show with a big update. What's going on, Jimmy? How you been?
Good, good. I had to overnight me and Mike from China. Yes.
Overnight from China?
No, actually, I went down to Staples and bought one, but...
Okay, all right. Yeah, so you got a headset. Now you're on Skype. You're calling in.
Yes, sir.
What do you think of Germ Freak? Germ Freak, have you ever spoke to Little Jimmy Rhodes.
I have not verbally spoken to him. I think we conversed in a little bit of text a couple weeks ago, but not verbally. Thank you.
Oh, okay. So, Jimmy, what do you think of Germ Freak? I mean, you've heard of a variety of co-hosts on this show. You've even been one. How do you think he's doing?
I think he's doing good. Well, I think he's doing well. He's a little strange from one that takes shits anywhere, including urinals and trees and bushes.
See, you've been known to take a shit wherever you have to take a shit, Jimmy.
Whenever it's coming out, it's coming out, Kenny.
What if there's no toilet? What are you going to do?
Right in the woods, man. I'm an Eagle Scout. Come on.
All right, Jimmy. Eagle Scout. Holy shit. Steve is bringing up a good question. Why does Jimmy sound like some Republican from Louisiana? Well, you are changing your voice. You're putting a little bit of an effect on your voice.
That I am.
Yeah. Do you have anything to say to Germ there, Jimmy?
No. I have a feeling that you don't want your wife and kids to live with you anymore, though.
That is not the case. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, and you said the Grim Reaper is at the door. You know, volunteered your wife and kids to answer it instead of yourself.
Oh. That's true.
Point. I didn't think of that.
That is true. I did not think of that.
You little scared man fucking locked basement.
I'm very fragile.
You picture death at your door, and you tell your 8-year-old fucking kid to go open it for you.
You know what? I never thought of that, and you got a good point.
Jimmy, that is a fucking great observation. Well, that's why we keep you around, or we try to keep you around. That's right. So, Jimmy, what have you been up to, man? What's new in your world?
Nothing. Married now. My wife passed away. I'm on my second one now.
Yeah. Okay. That gimmick is not gonna happen. We're not gonna do that to Germ. You tried to convince him that your wife was dead.
That I did.
Yeah.
It went for a while.
It did go for a little bit. But you are doing something to your voice, Jimmy. It's kind of weird.
I'm just talking. I've had a couple beers and.
Oh, you're a little bit lit up.
I had a couple port wine cheese and Triscuit snap sandwiches. I am not entertaining. I am just talking.
Somebody at my door. Who's there?
It's the Grim Reaper coming after my kids.
Answer the door. There's somebody at the door.
Death is at the door. What do you think, Jer?
Go get your kids.
Yeah, come on.
Grim Reaper first.
Approach the door for me, 8-year-old child. Germ, do you feel a little bit ashamed now that you were?
I feel a little awkward at the moment. I have to be honest with you.
Why is that?
Well, Jimmy Rhodes, he made a good point, and I think I'll have to change my ways.
You're going
to
go in, and when you hear the doorbell, just go and face it like a man.
I'll try to, but I'm not going to guarantee anything.
Well, that means you're not going to. If you say you can't guarantee, yeah, exactly.
Well, you have to realize I have to, you know, there's a flight of stairs I got to go up, so you know, they're on the same level.
DJ, how many kids does he have?
Three.
Yeah, three. You can call me Kenny or Ken. Right. It's really odd hearing you call me DJ. Sorry, Jimmy. Hope. We go way back. And
all right, Kenny. I heard you know Grim, whatever his name is.
Germ Freak.
Calling
Frank.
DJ, and I. Kind of stuck there for a second there, sir.
Yeah, see, now you're getting back into your usual voice, and it's good to hear. It's good to hear, Jimmy. I understand. I understand that that you haven't been on this show for a very, very long time.
Yeah, I lost my microphone during the move.
Yeah, you've moved. You've moved. You've gotten married. You've you had a whole world of change.
I did. Yeah. Well, I can tell you one thing. I wouldn't give my kids up to the Grim Reaper. I'd go to the front door and take it for them. That's for sure.
That's true. I saw you in the room last week, just dying laughing when we were talking about Germ's kids and how they're going to grow up.
Where's my goddamn meatball?
Wait, you don't have it, Jimmy? What happened to your goddamn meatball?
I don't know. Just look at the chat room. Bring
Where's
back
my old goddamn meatball?
See, that's how you sound. Now you sound a little bit like
I've upgraded, man. No longer, you know, plugging a mic and a speaker. Now I'm like USB, high tech
chatting and video conferencing and network gaming.
What the fuck was that?
That's you talking about a headset. I think that was you talking about your last headset. Germ, what do you why don't we play a little game here, Jerm? Do you know what I'm about to do, Jerm?
I do not.
Well, I'm looking at a clock and I'm seeing one time, but I'm looking at another clock and I'm seeing.
It's question time.
Oh, we're asking some questions. It's question time.
All right, it's that part of the show where Jerm likes to ask questions incessantly until we find out information we didn't need to know from whoever else is on the phone. And that would be you, Jimmy Rhodes. So why don't we begin question time, Jerm? Go ahead and fire off some random questions from your inquisitive mind to our friend, Lil Jimmy Rhodes.
Okay. Little Jimmy Rhodes, are you, let me ask you a couple quick questions. Have you ever served jail time?
No.
Have you ever molested a woman?
No.
Have you ever, well, this is a little odd. Have you ever gotten into a car accident?
Yes.
Whose fault was it?
Kenny's.
You were driving with Kenny?
What was that?
That was not my fault, by the way. You were the driver.
Totally, it was totally your fault.
He was the driver, Joe.
I was the driver.
Is this the one on 287?
No.
No.
Okay. Okay.
No, I was driving. We were pulling a prank on somebody, and they decided to. It would be awesome to not be pranked and chase us. And in the pursuit, Jimmy slammed the car into a fucking light post and almost killed all of us.
No, it was a tree, you bastard.
No, you took the tree out and you sideswiped the fucking light post.
I didn't hit any light post. It was a tree.
You hit it near the gas tank on the side. I remember looking at your contour, your Ford contour.
All I know is I thought we were all dead.
Yeah, I thought that too. But then I realized, hey, I'm
being chased. Yeah. Let's run inside.
Yeah, you did pull an amazing move, though, when the guy came at us head on. At fucking 50 miles an hour, and he did the impromptu K turn, and almost
got away scot-free.
Yeah, you know.
So come on, Jerm. More.
Yeah, I don't know, Jerm. Anything? Just think of absolutely.
Well, you know. Listen. Let me just ask you this, and I want you to be honest with me. Have you ever spit your gum out the window of your car?
Every day.
So you admit that.
Yes, I do.
Do you come to a complete stop at red lights?
Depends.
Depends on what?
Is it going to turn green soon, or is it going to be red?
Well, how will you know?
Because I could tell by looking at the other lights.
That's very interesting, very creative.
Okay,
let me ask you this question, and I want you to be honest with me. Have you ever walked out of a film at a movie theater?
No.
No. Never.
I don't think so. Not that I can remember.
What about you, Kenny?
Yeah, it was Dante's Peak. I walked out. It was the shittiest movie I've ever seen.
That's the only movie you ever walked out of.
Wait, I'm sorry. I've been told that we have. My wife is checking in.
Oh, okay. Your wife that you wanted to pretend was dead is checking into it?
The weatherman, we did walk out because it broke. That is right. Halfway through the movie, it...
No, well, that doesn't count. The move, the projector breaks. That's not really walking out. That's being walked out.
Were you refunded?
Yes, we were giving free movie tickets to another.
Let me ask you a question. When you go to movies, what type of refreshments do you usually consume?
Well, I usually consume a lot of alcohol before the movie.
And why is that?
Because I like to drink.
Are you an alcoholic?
No.
Okay. How do you know that? Are you in denial?
Yes.
So you may be an alcoholic.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe, huh? Jimmy, it is question time, and it may be brutal.
I'm being honest.
But I want you to observe the wonder that is.
It's question time.
Oh, we're asking some questions. It's question time.
Yes, it is question time. Please continue, Jerm, please.
Let me ask you a quick question. Do you prefer dogs or cats?
Dogs. Pumpkin, come on, duh.
Do you have a dog?
Little pumpkin's on my lap.
Okay. Is your penis inside your pants or outside your pants?
What the fuck is inside my pants, you freak?
Let me ask you a question. What type of dog is this pumpkin?
Half cocker spaniel, half dachshund.
Little pumpkin's on my lap. Oh, yes.
Dot cock.
Okay, and are you stroking the dog?
Am I what?
Stroking it.
No, I'm not you.
Okay. Who named the dog? You or your wife?
I named my dog.
Mm-hmm.
Pumpkin. Is it because you like pumpkin pie?
Yes, I love pumpkin pie.
Okay. Do you put whipped cream on your pumpkin pie?
No. Sometimes.
No. Okay. Okay. Very good, very good. Let me ask you a quick question. Do you curse a lot?
I fucking curse a lot. Please stop saying, let me ask you a question. Just ask it.
No, that's part of the deal.
Okay.
Listen,
I'm sorry.
If I want you to expand, I'll say expand. Please don't include additional data in your answer. Please. Okay? Please. This is a science. Let me ask you a question. What year did you graduate high school, my friend?
1998.
Did you ever fail a class in school?
Fuck yeah.
I see. Did you ever stay back in school?
No.
Did you ever cheat on a test?
What was that?
Did you ever cheat on a test?
Of course.
Okay, did you ever get caught cheating on a test?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think so. Not that I know
okay.
of.
There's a lot of I don't recall situations here. And
yeah, he's trying to hide
because of your alcoholism, maybe.
It might be.
No, I don't think it is. I like to forget my youth.
Oh, okay. He wants to just march forward.
That's interesting. Have you ever smoked marijuana?
Fuck yeah.
Okay. What's that?
I'm just observing the results. That's all.
Okay. Let me ask you a question, and I want you to be totally honest with me. Do you prefer a bacon or Taylor ham?
Bacon. I used to be Taylor ham, but now I'm bacon. But out here it's called fucking pork roll.
I don't think he asked you to expand.
Sorry.
Did you, Charm? Or am I overstepping my bounds?
I did not ask to expand, and I'm a little agitated. Let me ask you this, Jimmy Rhodes. If that's your real name, is it with an is it R H? Is that how you pronounce? Is that how you spell it?
Yes.
Okay. What is your ethnic makeup? What nationality are you? If you don't mind me asking.
I'm Chinese.
Is that a fact? Is that serious, Ken?
No, it's not.
I thought you shortened your name.
No, I think it's not entirely true. He is fibbing just a little bit, Germ.
Yes, I admitted to it.
Just a little bit. I mean, he's not Chinese, but he's something else.
Okay, okay.
He's close to it, I guess you could say. He might be turning something. He might be turning something. Does that
Japanese?
Ooh. You sure about that? Is that your final answer, Germ?
Yes.
Yes.
Jimmy, is this true? Are you Japanese?
Yes.
No, you're not. I just wanted a background. I was really just getting bugged out right now. Jeremy, please continue your line of questioning.
Do you walk your dog Pumpkin?
Do I? Yes.
Do you walk your dog and carry a little chip bag with you when you walk your dog?
Yes, I do, and I steal them from my grocery store.
Okay. Are you embarrassed when you pick up the dog shit?
Not at all.
Okay, do you look around to see if anybody's looking at you pick up the shit?
Nope.
Let me ask you this question. When you walk and hold the shit in your hand, do you try to conceal that so people can't see the shit?
Well, it's in a, you know, grocery bag.
Is it a clear bag? Is it a clear bag?
No, it's a grocery bag. You scoop it up, you turn around, you know.
Are you talking about a brown bag?
No, the plastic grocery bag.
The produce bags?
The things you put your groceries
They're
in.
They're see-through.
No, mine are white.
Oh, okay. See?
Let me ask you a question. When you grasp the duty, do you have the bag inside out, and then you put your hand in, and then you put the bag back the right way? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, I understand.
I tie a little knot, so it doesn't stink.
Do you ever squeeze the feces in your hand?
No, you fuck.
Do you ever squeeze the feces?
I said no, you fuck.
Okay. There's no need to get nasty. Let me ask you this question. I want you to be honest with me. Did you ever steal anything?
Oh yeah.
What is the most expensive item you've ever stole?
Computer.
Please expound on the situation on how this came about.
Do you want to go into legality issues, Jimmy?
I don't know if I want to divulge that kind of. Let's just say I like to steal from my employer.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
His former, right? When you were
a former
kid, when you were just like an irresponsible teen.
18 have, year you old ever,
that... have you ever been arrested?
You asked that already.
I did.
No, he asked me if I was in jail.
Sorry, I'll stay out of
new
this.
New style. If anybody wants your input, we'll ask. Okay. were you ever arrested?
No.
Do you have a lot of points on your license?
Yeah. I got into an accident, remember?
Well, then necessarily you got that points for that accident, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, actually, you know what? I've never gotten points because they were always deducted to non-moving violations.
Listen.
You asked me to expand. You did.
On the first question, not this question. Have you ever gotten to an argument with a police officer?
No, I usually suck up and...
So you are one of those suck-ups, then?
I don't suck up. I just don't argue because I always get caught.
Have you ever gotten to an argument with a store employee?
Of course.
Let me ask you this question. If you go to a diner or a restaurant and the waitress forgets to charge you for something, will you say something to the waitress?
Fuck no.
Okay. You feel very strong about that.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you this, and I want you to be honest with me.
Well, can I expand on that?
Please go ahead, and I thank you for asking for permission. Go ahead.
Thank you. By expanding on that, if I do get something for free, I still tip on the total amount, thinking that they gave me something for free because I'm a nice customer.
Have you ever not tipped somebody?
Not tipped somebody?
Yes.
Purposely. For a whole meal, or?
For whatever. Have you ever gone to a restaurant and not tipped somebody?
Bar-
not a hard question.
Bartender, I have.
You have not tipped bartenders?
If I had to wait a long time, my drink was wrong.
Well, let me ask you a question. When you go to a wedding and there's a bar there, do you usually throw a dollar in that little cup they have?
No, I usually throw 10 or 20 and say, here's for the night.
Now,
right off the bat.
See,
right
I don't appreciate that because what if there's a different bartender who comes in 10 minutes later? They're not going to know what happened.
Because I...
When the new bartender comes in, do you say, listen, I already put $20 in this glass just for your information. Do you say that? Please answer the question.
No, because I know the industry, and the industry is you share all the tips at a wedding, so.
Yeah, but okay. The new guy doesn't know you left that tip.
Exactly.
Well, nope, too bad. Sorry, he'll get it at the end of the night. He can talk to his compadre.
Well, wouldn't it be better to give a dollar each time so that the person will know? I've never given a tip at a bar, so I don't know.
At a bar or at a wedding?
At a wedding bar. I've never given a tip.
I don't like that because then you have to constantly go into your pocket. I like to, like, in and out, just, here's 20, it's going to be for the night, just get me shit-faced.
Right, even though okay, let me ask you this question. I want you to be honest with me. Is it true that, and I want you to hold back on this one, it's kind of personal.
Okay.
Have you ever left the house forgetting to put deodorant on?
Yeah.
So you admit that?
Uh-huh.
Do you go to a store and buy the deodorant, or do you go the whole day without the deodorant?
No, I usually go back home and put it back on.
You drive all the way back home?
Well...
Let's say you make it to work and you start to sniff, and now you realize that you are fucking...
Can I go further?
No, hold on, I'm speaking. Jerm, is it okay if I... intrude a little
proceed,
bit.
Proceed, new style.
Okay, thank you. I don't want to step on any toes. Okay, so you're at work, and you begin to sniff something. You think it's somebody else, but now you realize that your armpits smell like a sub sandwich. What do you do to deal with that particular situation? You're already where you need to be that day.
That particular situation has never happened, because the only time that I forget to put deodorant on is if I'm on a weekend, and I'm, you know, waking up, and I have to go out and do something, and say it's, you know, grocery shopping or something, and I run out, and at the grocery store, I'm like, or wherever I'm at, I'm like, damn, and then I just deal with it. I've never had to, forget to put deodorant going to work or getting actually ready in the morning.
I'm always groggy in the morning, so it happens to me, like, once a month, I will forget deodorant, and then, like, by 3 o'clock, I am doing that walk where I never move my arms out, because I'm rank. Fucking disgusting. What were you going to say? Were you going to ask me a question?
Can I ask you a question?
Are you sure? Wait, I don't know if, there's enough time.
Let me ask you a question, be honest.
Before you do that, I need to check the clock. Hold on, okay?
It's question. question time.
All right, it looks like it is.
We're asking some questions. It's question time.
All right, Jimmy, go ahead and ask that question.
Do you put gel or anything in your hair?
Yeah.
But see, don't you have a routine that you do every single morning?
Yeah, but it's different. The deodorant comes on right after the shower. The gel is the last thing, or whatever I do to my head.
See, I have a routine. Get out of the shower, put it on, go out, put your clothes on, go back in, put your gel on, put your suit on, and walk out the door.
Jimmy, do you you gel it up every day?
Every day.
Okay. Nickelback.
No.
Wait, hold on.
Every work day.
Nickelback is checking and saying that he does use a little hairspray, and he thinks that makes him gay.
Very gay.
Germ, what do you think about hairspray? I mean, you obviously have no opinion because you're bald.
I used to utilize hairspray when I had hair, yes.
That's why your hair is no longer there.
It could be.
It is.
Did you use a lot of it, Germ?
No, just a little quick little spritz.
Spritz. That's nice.
Should I continue?
Yeah, why don't we finish it up? Go ahead and...
Jimmy Rhodes, what is
your last few minutes of question time.
What is your favorite chain restaurant, Jimmy Rhodes?
Chain? Olive Garden.
Olive Garden.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like the different dips they have there? Spinach dip, things of that nature?
No, I hate that there. I love spinach dip, but not there.
Where do you like the spinach dip at?
Fridays.
Okay. Let me ask you a question, which be honest with me. Do you move your bowels every day?
Do I what?
Move your bowels every day.
Do I take a shit?
If you want to call it that.
About 3 or 4 times a day, yes.
Now, why is that?
I don't know.
Are they full shits or just little nuggets, chocolate chips?
Sometimes they're tree stumps. Sometimes they're sugar snacks.
I see. Why do you produce feces so much?
I don't know.
Have you gone to consult with a doctor about this?
Fuck no.
Do you enjoy the feeling of taking a dump?
Oh, I love it. Taking it random places out of my house. Just the whole
little pumpkins on my lap. Oh, yes. My lap. Oh, yes. Lap. Oh, yes.
Okay, Jimmy. Germ, one final question to end question time with Jimmy Rhodes.
Did you ever get shit on your hands when wiping your ass?
Oh.
Yes, sometimes.
Okay. Now, what is the procedure when that happens? Please indicate how you do that. How do you deal with that situation?
I usually wipe it off with the toilet paper and then immediately run to wash my hands.
Do you run with your pants down to your ankles and you waddle like a fucking penguin?
Well, no, because the sink is right next to my toilet.
I see. Do you smell your hand to make sure that the...
Hell no.
You don't want to make sure that the shit smells off.
No, because I use, hand soap that is what you call...
brand?
I have no idea. It's hard soap?
Wait, what would you say about the soap? You said, I use hand soap that, is what you call... You were going to say, it's some kind of fancy soap.
It had some, what is it? smart...
antibacterial, perhaps?
Hold on, I'm walking over there.
Don't fucking... Oh, my God.
I'm on my laptop. I can be mobile.
That's good. Yeah, he's got the new shit smell reducer soap.
Foaming hand soap.
Germ, do you prefer a foaming hand soap or just a regular old fucking garden variety hand soap?
I like the industrial strength hand soap.
What, fucking baking soda?
The kind that smells like medicine.
You use gravel and baking soda and fucking bit of ivory soap.
I use like lava soap, things of that nature.
Just to strip the last layer of skin off?
I strip the first layer of skin. I peel it off.
Jimmy, Jimmy, did you enjoy question time?
I did. Okay. Can we keep going?
I think we're kind of done with question time. I mean, Jerm, are you done with question time?
I think I'm finished the questions. I appreciate all your information. Thank you.
I mean, he keeps all this information in files. Like he will listen to the show later on once it's on DJNewStyleShow.com in the podcast, and he will tick off some kind of fucking Excel spreadsheet for everybody that he asks these questions of. He's got every preference I've ever told him. He's got A girls fucking preferences, D Dan writes. Anybody he's done this to, he memorizes all of it, and he'll use it later.
It's a little scary. A
little bit. Jimmy, thank you very much. Do you have a plug that you'd like to deliver before I get rid of you?
No. Do I have to go?
No, you don't have to go.
All right, good. I don't want to go.
Okay, then go. Don't fucking go. Jeremy, do you feel like he's intruding on you?
Not one bit.
Okay, you like Jimmy?
I think he's a nice fella.
Oh, you do?
Thank you, sir.
Even though he doesn't sniff his hand?
I have nothing against that. I don't sniff it either.
You don't? I do.
I do, too. I just was embarrassed to say I do.
Wait, what? You're embarrassed to say you sniff your hand to make sure it's clean?
Yes.
Oh, okay, well, we've got the phone fucking ringing off the hook here. Should I even play the clip? Should I? I don't even know at this point. Whatever. Oh, my God, what's happening?
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak and Lil' Jimmy Rhodes. Who's this?
Hello, this is Ed. I go by the moniker of EJ and then some other letters and then three I's.
Your mic is a bit loud. Identity. So your mic is extremely loud, so I know exactly who it is.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just using a cell phone, so I'm speaking at a normal indoor tone. So
okay, that's good.
That bad.
No, it's not that bad. So what's up, man?
I just wanted to call with a funny story that I had last week. I kind of partake in some of the extracurricular activities that Jim Norton does. So I had a funny story of, every now and then I will pay a little bit for some time. And
why are you skating around this? You see prostitutes.
Just spit it out, for Christ's sake.
You're talking.
You never know who might be listening.
Maybe more prostitutes. You might luck out.
That could be. Some might say that. Some might say
the thing is, you referenced Jim Norton. You said, I do some of the things Jim Norton does. How do you know what he does? Because he says, I fuck prostitutes. So
well,
it's okay.
A lot of things.
He has. But I've just chosen to believe that you're fucking the whores. Anyway.
If I could just digress. I just
no, you may not.
Okay, thank you.
Please be silent for right now. You've spoken enough.
Go fuck yourself.
I'm just kidding, Sharon. Please.
No, I just
put the blade down. Put the blade down.
I want to just set this up and say that, you know, Ed is a bachelor. He works a lot of time in different towns, and he does utilize the accompaniment of escorts from places such as
Craigslist. Okay, he just said that, Jeremy. So Ed, what's going on?
Well, as Germ Freak indicated, I travel a lot. In fact, in the next 6 or 8 weeks, I'm barely home. So it seems to be easier and more convenient to just pay for some companionship.
Yeah.
And so what had happened is there was a girl that I was eyeballing. The time never just worked out. So I finally hooked up with this person. She seemed to be all right when I got there. She was not what one would call a girlfriend experience, where there'd be kissing and stuff you'd do with a girlfriend.
Ed, could you just give us a little bit about her ethnicity, things of that nature?
Frank wants to paint the entire picture right now.
I like to build it up and get a good vivid photograph in my head.
Okay. She was about, I would say about 5'3", dark hair. She touted herself as being Italian. She had, I would say, C-cup breasts, very perky, extremely perky. I call them torpedo tits. she seemed like a girl next door type. So that's
skin?
For the reason. Yeah, for the most part.
Okay.
You're asking about fucking acne in an I fucked a prostitute story. Okay, go ahead. Continue, Ed.
Thank you.
Okay. So, we usually one of the things that you do is you lay down the ground rules. So I got all of that together. So we started with some oral action with a condom on, as this person was not a girlfriend experience, and that's one of the key things of a girlfriend experience is you go uncovered with the oral activity.
Okay.
So I had only gone for 15 minutes because of financial reasons. I just noticed the age question. I think she was 20 or 21. So,
do you try to confirm the age?
No, she did not confirm the age, and I did not ask.
All right, continue.
So I wasn't going to ask for ID, so I figured she would just be lying anyway. So we started some of that activity for about maybe 3 or 4 minutes before she said, okay, let's move on. And so then we went to her on top. She started not looking so good, and then after about a minute of that, she had to excuse herself, run to the bathroom, and then I heard her puking like crazy.
She just started fucking throwing up?
Yep. Started throwing up. So here I am laying on my back.
Did that set the mood for you?
Did you still have a hard on?
It was waning. she probably took about 60 to 75 seconds.
Like a fucking like a melting popsicle. Just looks all
exactly.
Fucking depressing. August heat, yeah. And fucking rocket pop is just fucking drooling down your hand. The worst.
So, but I wasn't sure if it was running water or puke. I confirmed that towards the end. So there was still a little bit of doubt, but here I am, kind of had my hands in the open position, like, what the hell's going on? But like the trooper I am, I managed to keep it going long enough for her to come back and finish the job.
So did her stomach acid disintegrate the condom in the covered blowjob?
Yes, she did. So
she has to have that kind of acidy remnant in her fucking mouth.
Yeah, well, I didn't go anywhere near her mouth, and because
she apologized.
No, she did not apologize.
She didn't apologize.
What did you say? An apology.
I guess an apology would have been nice. Some custom, like any other customer service type position, you would expect a level of professionalism.
Yeah, you wished you asked her if you could cancel her services, and she tried to retain you by throwing like a free digital camera or fucking two months of service. Well, you know, we really value your customership, so would you stay if we gave you 1 month of service? And perhaps one session of fucking rotten anal from a puking whore.
Oh. And did she acknowledge that she was throwing up? I mean, did you ask her about it? What was the situation there? Did she pretend like it didn't happen?
Now, as I'm remembering this back, she did say she kind of made a faux pas, like, you made me sick or something like that, but not, I didn't physically make her sick. Well, I hope I didn't, because I didn't do anything.
She looked at you and just had to go fucking empty her intestines and stomach.
Yes, and, she said that, and then afterwards, you know, in talking, she confirmed that she wasn't feeling good. That's why she didn't post up many ads on Craigslist, so I happened to catch the one ad. And then she was kind of debating. She said she had one regular that she sees whenever she's in New York or New Jersey. And, she was hoping that she could make it through that, which really didn't do anything for me.
Yeah, I would imagine that when they talk about other people that they're about to fuck after you, it's probably not much of your concern. You don't really give
a fuck. Yeah, but it was good to know that I was the first on that trip. And then... of course, because I'm a little bit germophobic, not nearly on the level of germ freak, but I ran to the medicine cabinet and grabbed all kinds of Paroxyl and all that stuff, and even though I didn't kiss her, all kinds of vitamins and...
bleached your face.
Yeah, there was stuff like that.
Oh, man. So, but you still fucked... It took a lot longer than normal?
I didn't catch that.
You didn't complete?
Oh no, I completed. I got the good stuff out.
Was there any discount?
No, there was no discount.
Did you?
It's not a fucking dented can.
Did you tip her?
It's a fucking whore that, you know, delivered her cunt to you.
Right. And this is, it's kind of funny that you were talking about the tipping before. Again, like any other service industry, there's usually a tip involved. But no, I did not. I just went for the advertised rate and nothing else.
No tip.
You
son of a bitch.
Good for you.
She's got kids that she's got to feed. What would you do if your son was at home crying all alone on the bedroom floor because he's hungry? And the only way to feed him is to puke in some asshole's bathroom for a little bit of money.
Well, this horse, you know, she's risking getting one of her clients sick and she doesn't give a shit.
Yeah,
you know?
What are you going to do? So how long since then did it take you to get your next hooker? Did you hold off at all?
To get the bad taste out of my mouth, that was Monday, literally. So I went Friday.
Friday, I mean, a couple days. That's good.
How many whores would you say you've had in your lifetime?
I only started this after hearing Norton's escapades on this, so he gave out some websites that I went on and
Craigslist.
So I started Craigslist, correct.
You didn't want to give a plug to that, did you?
No, I don't know why I didn't say it, but
okay.
But I have gone on that, and there's a few other ones that I've checked out before. So I started that about a year, maybe a year and a half ago. So I would probably say the number would be probably 25 different women, but there's some that I've had multiple visits to.
Ed, could you just briefly describe the first time that you were with the lady of the evening?
I was extremely, extremely, extremely nervous to the point where I actually parked my car in the shopping mall across the street and probably about a quarter of a mile down and then walked, made sure I had my wallet and all that stuff in the car, kind of peeking around the corner. And so that was the first experience, and I didn't know what to do. I didn't know the protocol or anything of that nature, because there is a protocol that you have to abide by as far as, you know, the exchange of money for services. So I had to be kind of schooled in that. She was very nice, you know, let me know it was her, you know, I told her it was my first time, so very at ease. And she was pretty good. I went and saw her one more time before she got out of the business.
Wow.
Is it because of you she got out of the business?
I don't know why she didn't get out of the business, because I never talked to her.
Jerm, you seem really fixated with this. Like, could you please tell me about your first time, please?
Well, as you know, I live my life vicariously through other people, yeah. So I like to know.
You and A-Webs. A-Webs is asking in the chat room here how much she charged. He's going to go look up a fucking an ad on Craigslist. He's going to save up his ruples and look for a bitch.
What do you do with the used condom? Does she take it, or do you have to dispose of it?
Sometimes it can go either way. Again, a lot of them are very customer service oriented. They're looking for repeat business. So they will dispose of it, and they will go to the bathroom, and they will get extra towels, and they will get a warm towel and even get out the remnants.
And this is usually at a hotel room type of situation?
Yes, I've never done. I take that back.
Now you know why I don't stay in hotels or anything like that. Okay.
Oof.
My God, have mercy.
So.
Did any of your man juice, do you think, hit the sheets or the spread of the bed?
Oh yeah, I've gotten it everywhere.
The soap dish and the shower germ on the free towels,
nasty,
on the free mouthwash, the fucking tub, the fire extinguisher, the TV, the remote.
Can you now understand
that
why
free GameCube controller attached to the fucking TV? Everything has been jizzed on, germ. Fucking everything.
Now can you understand why I don't like to stay overnight at hotels and things of that nature? Do you understand that now?
No. In fact, I want to stay at a hotel right now.
Are you sick fuck?
No, I'm not a sick fuck. So, before we wrap up with you, when's the last or the next time you're going to be with a whore? When are you planning it? Do you plan it ahead?
I don't like going outside of my home city because I don't know what's legitimate and what's not. So I am now in Seattle until a week from Friday. So I will probably go. I probably won't do anything out here in Seattle.
Okay.
So probably when I get back on the 21st or 22nd, that will probably be my next.
Just remember, it's not illegal if there's a film contract and a waiver involved.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly. All right, there, Eddie. Thanks for the horror story. Jimmy, have you ever You ever thought of that? I mean, in your single days, have you ever considered even using the services of a prostitute?
Never, but one thing I'd like to know is the number so I could sign her up.
Yes. Oh, I see. I see. Jimmy wants a contact. So, Ed, why don't you give the business card to somebody else? He's not gonna do anything legal with it. Germ, have you ever considered in all your life paying to do what amounts is just to blow a load?
Do you even have to ask such a question?
Yes.
Yeah, we do. You've never considered paying to get off.
If there was no such thing as the HIV, I would think about it.
You would consider it if there was no AIDS, no yes. HIV, none of that.
Yes, yes.
That means you've considered it, because you've lived in a period where there was no fucking AIDS.
Yes, see, let me just say this real quick. I was born in the year of 1970, so I know what life was like before AIDS. I know what America, I know what this country was like before AIDS. You, on the other hand, New Style, you're born a little later than that. You've always known there to be AIDS.
Yes.
Okay? So what I'm saying is, I really don't have a point to the story.
You really don't, and it's terrible.
Thank you.
You should feel ashamed of yourself.
I don't, but
hey, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a sexually transmitted disease?
Of course not.
Of course not. Have you ever handled a breast other than your wife's breasts?
Yes. But I don't want to continue with the conversation now.
Well, why not?
Because, it's not appropriate.
Was it a stripper?
His wife's in the room, Kenny.
No comment.
No one's in the basement.
No comment. I don't really feel comfortable discussing this. Thank you.
Was it a stripper?
One of the times.
Really? One of the times was a stripper, huh? Was it a private dance?
Never had that.
You never had a private dance?
I've never had a lap dance.
Wow, this singer has Jennifer 667's hair. She could be your private dancer, Germ. A dancer for money. And in the video, the guy gives her a coin. That seems pretty cheap. Was she a black woman? Was she black?
This was one of your 80s songs, not mine.
You love Tina Turner.
Please.
Sometimes I hear that you enter lookalike contests.
No, I've never had a private. I've never had a private dance. I've never had a private dance. I've never had a lap dance in my life.
Really? You've never had a lap dance?
Never.
Liar.
Well, no.
What'd you do?
Swear to God.
Can I ask a question?
Please do.
What'd you do for your bachelor party?
There was no, let me see what year that was. All right, I take that back.
Oh, wait, you have.
See? Yeah. I knew
but
it.
Not at a club.
I not at a knew club. It.
It was a private residence, thank you.
Really? Was yes. it a private dance? Any old music will do. What music was it? Do you remember the song, Jerm?
Oh, I think Cherry Pie.
No. You probably liked that, too. Was that your? Was that something that you were into?
I was never a big fan of Warrant, no.
You didn't like Warrant, but you liked it that night.
It was not bad. It was not bad. I had a little Latina, and it was a black girl, and she had a breast implant, and it was the fucking scars were disgusting.
Coming to the stage, we've got a black girl and a Latina. No names, ladies and gentlemen. No names. That's right, minorities. Grind on this bald man.
The Latina girl had gang tattoos, I'll tell you that much.
She had gang tattoos?
Yes.
Yeah, turn off my announcer echo. So what gang do you think she was affiliated with?
I don't know, but let's just say they were fresh from New Brunswick.
Oh, snap!
she had, but I felt sorry for her because she said she sent them, she would send money home to like Puerto Rico or something. I felt bad.
So you gave her more?
Of course not. Why should I?
Because you are a big proponent of tipping.
I could feel bad. I don't have to spill my.
Yeah, you can feel bad. You can't feel generous though, right?
No, I'm generous enough. I like to. When I was younger, I used to give money to the little people outside the grocery store, the little can and whatnot.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to call tonight.
What's that, Jimmy? What are you saying?
My battery is dying on my laptop, so I'm gonna have to call tonight.
Jimmy, what was your what was your greatest memory from this show?
A little pumpkin.
Yeah, it was. Okay, whatever, Jimmy. You know, we don't need you to call. I'm just kidding. Jimmy Rhodes is a good friend of ours. And if I'm going to steal one bit from Opie and Anthony, it's going to be that one. Jeremy Freak, what did you like about the show?
I liked when, I don't really remember much about it, to be honest with you. I just go along as it comes, you know?
Tip your bartenders! We've got Shaquilla and Juanita coming to the main stage! Let me ask you a question, please. Let me ask you a question. Okay, anything for you, puppy? What is that? What is that tattoo on your arm? Never mind that, Poppy. I'm taking these dollars back to Trinidad. Okay. All right. My back! All
right,
Jerm. I want to thank you for being a part of the show.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Seriously, what did you think of the show tonight?
Thought it was a good show. Good
it sure was. And you know what the best part of it is?
What's that?
Oh my God, son. Snuggle.